Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the first parak of Masechus Megillah, and today we are learning Mishnayos, Hey, and Vav. So now we're switching from the din of Megillah and from the dinim of Purim, and we're just in the series of Mishnayos that are called the Ein Bein Mishnayos. That since Mishnah Dalet finished with the phrase Ein Bein Adar Rishon Adar Sheni Lekris Megillah Matanas Avyonim, so we're going to have a whole bunch of other things that are Ein Bein. That the only difference between this and that is such. So that's the format of the Mishnayos. So in Ben Yom Tov the Shabbos, there's no difference between the halachos of Yom Tov and the halachos of Shabbos. Elo ochel nefesh b'lvade, except for you're allowed to do malachos for the sake of ochel nefesh on Yom Tov, whereas you're not allowed to do malachos for the sake of ochel nefesh on Shabbos. It's a mefurish pasuk in the Torah. Pasuk says you're not allowed to do malacha on Yom Tov. We define malacha the same way we do in a Shabbos context, except that ach asher yeochel ochel nefesh hu levado yeas alechem, that which is ochel nefesh, that you're allowed to do ein bein Shabbos liyom Kippurim el shezes dono b'dei adam v'zes dono b'kares. There's no difference between Shabbos and Yom Kippur, meaning in terms of chilul of malacha, in terms of the because as far as other yisurim there are lots of differences. You're not allowed to the chamesh inuyim. You're not allowed to wear leather shoes or do sicha or bathe yourself or have tash shamita or eat or drink. You're not allowed to do any of those things in Yom Kippur. You're allowed to do all of those things on Shabbos, provided the sikh is with the liquid, let's say. But most of those things you're allowed to do on Shabbos. So what we mean is that that as far as malacha is concerned, the difference between Shabbos and Yom Kippur is that that if a person is mechal Shabbos, el shezez dono bidei adam, he's chayiv misa bidei adam, whereas vizez dono b'kares, a person who violates Yom Kippur is chayiv kares, which is something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu carries out, and it's not something that a human being carries out. Now we move on to Mishnah Vav. So the Mishnah talks about a neder. So if a person says, let's say, that kikar zeh alai, or kikar zeh, is also to so and so, to Ruvain, so that's mechayiv mida oraisa, to make that item aser to him. Meaning, a person has the ability through neder to generate his own isur da oraisa. Hashem gave us 365 los haseis in the Torah, but you can make whatever you want into a los hasei min haTorah by taking a neder. However, our Mishnah is going to tell us the difference between ein bein mudra hana mechavero lemudra menu machal, the difference between someone who says I'm not going to get any hana'a from somebody else versus I'm not going to get a benefit of food from somebody else. So what is the difference between those two statements? Meaning, after all, any hana'a that you get that's worth something could be used to purchase food. So what exactly is the difference between the commitment when you say that I'm taking a neder hana'a from this person and I'm taking a neder hana'a from the food of this person? So ein bein mudra hana'a mechaver lemudra menu machal ela drisas haregel v'kelim sheinosim ben ochel nefesh. The only difference between them is drisas haregel is walking through their property and to use kelim that are not involved in food preparation. So if you took a neder hana'a from the other person, you're not allowed to do those things either. Whereas if you only took a neder against the machal of that person, then you're allowed to do those things. So now the Mishnah talks about a different type of neder. There are two main ways that a person could be mechayiv himself to bring a karban. He could say that I'm being mechayiv myself to bring a karban, which means that it's a din in the gavra, it's a din in the person. That's a neder. Or he could say, this behema is a karban. So that, he's saying that this particular animal is what I plan to bring as a karban. That's a din. That's a nedava. That's a din in the animal itself. That's a din in the cheftza, so to speak. So ein bein nedarim l'nedavos. The only difference between taking a neder commitment versus taking a nedava commitment is elisha nedarim chayv bachriyusan. If you take it upon yourself, even though you had a particular animal in mind, if that animal ends up getting lost or stolen or whatever, you have to replace it. When it comes to a nedava, you don't have to replace it because you made that animal kodesh, but you didn't make anything else kadosh, so therefore you don't have to replace that animal. So let's review what we learned today. So in Mishnah Hey, we started the series of Ein Bein Mishnayos, and we said the only difference between Malacha and Shabbos and Malacha and Yom Tov, as far as the Yisra is concerned, is that on Yom Tov you're allowed to do Malachas of Ochel Nefesh, like cooking and things like that. And then we said the only difference between Shabbos and Yom Kippur, as far as the punishment is concerned, is that Shabbos you chayiv Misa B'dei Adam, whereas Yom Kippur you chayiv Kares. And then in Mishnah Vav we said two Ein Beins relating to Nidarim, that the difference between a Neder Hana'ah versus a Neder of Meichel is if you can walk through the other person's field and if you can use kelim that they own that do not involve food preparation. And then the last Ein Bein that we learned today was that the difference between a Neder and a Nedava is that when you take a Neder, you're chayiv to in the achrayus of the thing. If it gets lost, you have to buy a new one. Whereas a Nedava, you just made the Heftza Kodesh. So if the Heftza is gone, if the animal's gone, you're not chayiv bachris, and you do not have to replace it. But Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Mishnah Zayin and the continuation of these Mishnayos of Ein Bein.